Keela, next individual, please.
Number 193, request of Melanie Plott to address council regarding expansion of oil train infrastructure in Portland Zenith Terminal.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mayor, commissioners, my name is Melanie Plott. I'm a retired OBGYN physician now working with organizations like 350PDX to prevent the worst effects of climate change. First, I want to express my deep gratitude for this council's strong stance on the climate and on the safety of this community. As you know, work done by this body has been considered a national model for other jurisdictions. In November of 2015, the council adopted the oil train resolution, which is number 37164. To paraphrase only slightly, the last line reads, "It is binding city policy to oppose all projects that would increase the amount of crude oil being transported by rail through the city of Portland." Portland, we have a problem. At the old ARC Logistics site in Northwest Portland, the new owners, Zenith Energy, have converted a prior asphalt terminal into a facility which for the past year has been accepting rail car after rail car of tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, and loading it on ships for export. It gets worse. In the last few months, they've started to expand their infrastructure, enabling them to unload more oil obtained by one of the dirtiest methods of extraction on the planet. This is a triple environmental and justice disaster. First, a disaster for our climate, as you well know. Second, a disaster for the First Nations people of Alberta and the ecological balance of their land. To extract tar sands, trees and topsoil are removed from hundreds of square miles, and the tar sands are scraped up with enormous shovels. Third, it is a disaster for Portland, a true health and safety emergency. I won't go into details, but I refer you to the Multnomah County briefing on oil by rail from 2016. If tar sands oil were to spill into our river, there would be serious trouble. This type of oil is heavy and tends to sink, making cleanup very difficult. A tar sand spill in Kalamazoo, Michigan, cost $1 billion and took 5 years to clean up. Clearly, this activity violates the spirit of the laws passed by this body as well as common sense. I urge you to use your authority to put an immediate halt to the expansion of this facility and to the export of tar sands through our city. Our city and this council do not want to be accomplices to this crime. The original permits for this facility and for its expansion were for moving asphalt. Oil trains pose different risks and ought not to be covered under the same permits. There should be an immediate halt to this work until a thorough review can be done. Thank you for standing with us on issues like this. I'm willing to try to answer any questions you might have.
Well, Melanie, first of all, thank you for coming in and testifying. And I want to assure you, when I heard that this news broke, it was extremely concerning to me. This is not a value that I espouse. This is not the kind of business development that the city of Portland should support. The number of jobs created by this, by the way, are about the same as a Starbucks outlet would create. But the environmental and public health risk is substantial. And we saw this happen a year and a half ago in Mosier, Oregon, where a 96-car oil train derailed, and it created both an environmental and a public health catastrophe. And so legal issues aside for the moment, I want to assure you that my team and I are doing everything we can to stop this expansion. We are focusing instead on renewable energy resources. We are focusing instead on green energy. We are not interested in expanding fossil fuels of this nature. The tar sands issue, serving as an exporter of tar sands coming from potentially Canada, I don't think that's what anybody has in mind as a vision for a healthy economy for the city of Portland. And it's certainly not what we want in terms of public health or the safety of our environment. So we will continue to do everything we can to limit this expansion or get rid of it altogether. That's my pledge to you.
Great. Thanks for doing everything you can to do that.
And I'll look forward to working with you and others.
Okay. Thank you.
And that concludes the communication.